Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. It's Wednesday night as I record. The moon is up and shining, but the brightness is filtered through heavy clouds, high clouds, and so I can't actually see the moon herself. I will hope to see her tomorrow night when she is fully full, and also the last of the supermoons of this year. So she will be bigger and brighter and very, very curious about what is to come, as we all are. I don't know how you're feeling, but I can hardly believe that it is December. This year has felt interminable in some ways, and yet the time has gone by so quickly. I can't even believe it. We are ending the year astrologically with a number of planets that have retrograded back to where they were at the beginning of the year. And so maybe that's part of what makes this crazy sense of time that feels like it's both jumping ahead and returning back at the same time. Wherever you are tonight, I hope you are warm and safe and feeling secure in who you are and what's going on for you. Because what we're going to do now is dive in to the full moon in Gemini. Thursday's full moon in Gemini, filled with energy, lights up the sky as a super-sized supermoon, which really is larger in the sky. No, it's not an optical illusion. It's closer to Earth and the third and last supermoon of 2025. The moon in bright, curious Gemini opposes the sun in fast-moving, ready-for-new-territory Sagittarius. This full moon will explore anything and everything in its path, but it might not be simple. Sun and moon are in the middle of their signs, places where they will face challenges. The sun entered Sagittarius with a burst of speed and a plan to keep on going. In the middle of Sag, we meet a check. Something is in our way. We could try to ride right over it, but we probably need to pay more attention than that. You escape the clutches of the villainous Prince Humperdinck only to find yourself in the fire swamp. The moon entered Gemini, lit up by digitally endless possibility. Now, in the middle of Mercury's sign of mutable air, we need to reconcile all of these binaries. What fits? What doesn't? What does it all mean? It's like having hundreds of tiny pieces laid out across your workspace with no directions telling you how they fit together. Lots of trial and error ahead. This full moon squares the nodes of the moon very tightly. This brings the luminaries and the nodes together in a grand cross. The nodes of the moon mark the points where the orbit of the moon around the Earth intersects the orbit of the Earth around the Sun. These intersections tell us when the Sun, Moon, and Earth will line up. In other words, when an eclipse will happen. Anything squaring the nodes will be farthest away from the eclipse points as it's possible to be. The nodes are seen as a kind of karmic axis in the chart, marking places where changes emerge that have deep, long-lasting effects. The north, or ascending node, is a place of desire, what we reach for, what we want to bring in. The north node is associated with action in the outer world. The south, or descending node, is a place of completion, of releasing what we no longer need or want. This node is associated with the inner life. Squares are challenges. They create friction that leads us to do something. Considered a difficult aspect, it's well known people whose lives reflect significant achievement often have squares in their birth chart. Working through challenge can get us places. This moon at the bendings is very out of bounds. She is beyond the influence of the sun, following her own path. Our curiosity and distractibility may feel off the charts. We will be drawn to novelty, the unusual, the clever, the interesting, and the quirky. Our Gemini full moon with the Sagittarian sun squares the north node in Pisces and south node in Virgo. This is all four mutable signs, places of flexibility, openness, and a readiness to change as circumstances require. With the sun and moon squaring the nodes while opposing each other, we look for a dynamic balance that includes both what we want and what we're letting go of. Both the cosmic dreaming of Pisces and detailed physicality of Virgo. Both the constant scanning of our surroundings in Gemini and desire for deep exploration in Sagittarius. This makes it especially important to know where this grand cross falls in your birth chart. If you have anything in the middle of any mutable sign, this new moon is especially important for you. You are directly involved. If there are no direct connections to the mutable signs, note which houses the full moon and transiting nodes fall in. These houses of your chart will be activated. The rest of the chart tells us more about the landscape we're moving through. Venus and Mars are also in Sagittarius, co-present with the Sun. Venus, early in Sag, is enthusiastic about the new journey she's on, ready to talk you into joining her. Mars, at the end of Sag, has come through difficulties. He's not done yet, but moving more slowly. He has a sense of achievement at a cost. Mars is also out of bounds. He's not made this journey by the book. He charts his own course. The grand water trine is still in effect. Mercury, newly direct in late Scorpio, trines Jupiter retrograde in Cancer, and also Neptune and Saturn in Pisces. We continue to move through spaces of memory, dreams, and visions, and also uncertainty, confusion, and deception. Mercury, newly direct, wants to process what they learned during their descent. Jupiter, strong and benevolent in late Cancer, is ready to help. Saturn and Neptune are the challenge. Neptune, still retrograde, and Saturn, newly direct, share a sign, but are not in sync. They create the uncertainty of circumstances that feel true, but may not be. The Gemini full moon might be tempted to ignore all that swampy inner stuff. Yet I'm thinking the material that is emerging from the water trine is exactly the potentially fate-altering stuff we should explore. Gemini curiosity can be superficial, but doesn't have to be. Curiosity has led to life-changing discoveries, startling personal realizations, and great art. We come into this full moon with momentum. We can get somewhere. What are you curious about? What's drawing your attention? Whatever it is, however odd, follow it. It could open up a whole new vista. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing you a cozy and comfortable outer world December, because this full moon opens up a lot of portals, and we want to be cozy enough where we're starting from that we are willing to walk through any door that opens just to see where it leads. As always, thank you for listening.